watching college football from one week to the next. Last Tuesday, it seemed the sky was falling. And this week, we were talking about how do you not get, you know, too high on yourself. Can you just talk about how quickly things change?
Yeah, I mean, definitely just got to forget what happened last weekend. I mean, yeah, we had a victory. That's great. Now we got to move on to Indiana. We struggled with them the last few years. I mean, last year they had us down, and we had a great fourth quarter to bring us back in the game. And, I mean, 2 years ago, or 3 or 4 years ago, we got beat when we were there. I mean, we just got to, you know, move on, watch film, and get ready for this next week.
It's November. What does that mean in terms of, you know, how the intensity ratchets up now?
We definitely got to start making plays, and we got to start winning and stuff like that, because, I mean, that's a big key, you know, for November. I mean, you lose late, and that hurts your BCS standings and all that stuff, and that helps you go to bowls.
Talk about the play that you've gotten from Brad Herman. He made some big catches for you guys on Saturday, including one that
Yeah, it was a great play. I mean, the defender got on there. Herm took it from him pretty much, I think, and then he just made a great play. You know, got down to the six, and it was a good run and catch.
And just, are you pleased to see, like, the progression that he's kind of made being the guy alongside you at the tight end position?
Yeah, definitely. He made great strides in the spring in the preseason camp here that we had. I mean, he was just getting better and better every day, and that was great to see.
What kind of stands out in your mind when you look at Indiana's defense? Because you guys have been able to get points on them the last couple of years.
Yeah, I know they're smaller guys, and they're a little more active than some of the other schools that we have. Their DNs are pretty good. I mean, they like to keep containing stuff. I mean, we got to get ready as their safeties too. I mean, they're all right, but we just got to make plays. Offensive line has to keep their heads up, and we got to see what's going on, in the blitzes and stuff like that.
Marcus Coker was able to get some touches on Saturday. Just from your standpoint, what has impressed you about him?
He runs pretty hard. I mean, I didn't see that in camp. I mean, we don't do a lot of tackling drills and stuff like that. And actually, he was hurt during camp, so we didn't get to see that. But, I mean, we saw him at Ball State, and last week, I mean, he runs hard with the ball, and that's great as long as he holds on to it.